People in Brookline, Massachusetts, are waving the flag both for and against the Pledge of Allegiance. Courts have ruled that public schools cannot compel students to recite the pledge, so in Brookline, as elsewhere, it's voluntary. But NPR's Tovia Smith introduces us to one man who insists there's still pressure on students to conform, and he wants the pledge out of the classroom.
Brookline parent Martin Rosenthal says he is very patriotic. He proudly put his hand on his heart and pledged allegiance to the flag at a recent community event, but he says the pledge has no place in the classroom.
You're asking kids in school to take a loyalty oath in front of their classmates. I just don't think that's right.
Rosenthal says the pledge has no educational value and even flies in the face of the kind of critical thinking schools should be teaching. But he says he's most bothered by the peer pressure students may feel to recite it.
It's like if you don't agree with the group, we're going to ostracize you. If you don't swear allegiance, you're considered disloyal. And that's what I'm getting.
Since he filed his proposal, Rosenthal says he's been assaulted by calls and emails that prove his point.
I'm going to read them, but I don't know if I can read them on the air. Go yourself, you socialist pig, you liberal are ruining this country. I mean, I have a thick skin, but I don't think it's right to put 6-7-year-olds into that situation. And our school committee doesn't get it.
We don't have a problem.
School committee chair Rebecca Stone says no students have ever complained they were bullied for not pledging, and schools are very careful to make sure the pledge does not feel coercive.
At this time, I invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
At Brookline's Runkel School, as in most, the pledge is led once a week over the intercom.
Nobody should be asked to stand. Nobody should be asked to salute or to place their hands over their hearts. They are not told how to respond. They are given an opportunity to hear and recite the pledge if they so choose.
After dismissal outside another Brookline school, eighth grader Noam Fink agrees there is no pressure to pledge. In fact,
I did it once, and I was one of like three people standing up, and it was awkward because everybody was staring at you.
So it's more uncomfortable to say it than to not say it.
Mm-hmm.
Pledging seems to be more common in the younger grades, though, as fourth grader Milena Kitterman puts it, it's up to you.
If you want to do it, it's cool to do it, but if you don't want to, you just sit in your seat and wait till it's over, and it's no big deal.
Nobody looks at you funny?
No.
No.
She and classmate Kate Staff say they like pledging.
It just feels very special to do it.
I feel like I'm really actually an American.
School committee chair Stone says many in Brookline want more of the pledge, not less.
There is no question that this is a cherished civic tradition, and cherished civic traditions count for something.
Indeed, the flap over the flag ricocheted all the way up to the candidates for president. Speaking on Fox News, Newt Gingrich was indignant.
And I would hope that any tax-paid school will say the Pledge of Allegiance, and frankly, I'd wonder why the taxpayers ought to subsidize it if it's not going to teach people how to be patriotic and how to be pro-American.
In Brookline, equally enraged residents are now hanging flags outside their homes in support of the pledge. Resident Sandra Maloney says people should stop whining about peer pressure.
Grow up. Part of growing up is having pressure put upon you so that you are able to cope with life as you get older. And we are trying to teach our children to stand up for themselves. This is part of your education.
But at home, where his phone has been ringing nonstop, Martin Rosenthal says the harassment he's experiencing is more than just teasing on the playground. The public threats even prompted the police chief to get involved.
You know, I really appreciate that. It's bad. I've been thinking of calling you because I've been a little worried.
For all the vocal opposition, there's been relative quiet from the side of civil libertarians. Even stalwart Harvey Silverglate came down in favor of the pledge in schools, saying it does have educational value. He says letting students wrestle with whether or not to pledge is kind of like Liberty 101.
Let me tell you something. In an unfree country, it's very easy because the authorities tell you what you have to do. So in a constitutional democracy, of course it's hard, because you have to make your own mind up. But we should really thank our lucky stars that's what we've got.
Silverglate calls the whole debate over the pledge a distraction. But thanks to the First Amendment, he says, it's a distraction people have a right to raise. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.